As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No easy way out, Hugh. No shortcuts.
No shortcuts. No easy way out. I'm with that.
I feel like this song works well today. I feel like that with all the debates today. No easy way out. Try to call in with Trey Turner nonsense. No one's even ripping him today. Just can't play shortstop.
I mean, that was funny, though.
Wow, you were giggling over there.
Well, because you beat the little fella up.
He wasn't a little fella. He picked up the phone to call.
And Kyle set him up for failure. He put him right
out. No, I let him do what he called to do.
He wanted to challenge me on Trey, and he brought nothing.
We got a good one. Kyle was like, hey,
you got to bring more to the fight.
You got one. Gotta
sometimes bring you save people from themselves, and sometimes you got to let the little ones drown and figure it out.
You say, you got it, buddy. Hey, I want to talk
about push him out of the nest.
Turner. Yeah, you got it, bud. Go right ahead.
You got to give me more than he won 6 years ago. I don't care. This is 2025. We don't live in the past. We don't live in the past.
When I asked him about what happened the other day, he just completely steamrolled past that.
Yeah, he had no time for you and your purple shirt over there.
He was here for Joe, not you.
I just had a question.
Stay out of this,
Hugh. Did he even say what's up to Hugh?
No,
I mean, he's got
upset
about
that. No, because listen. He was ready to go after Joe. Sometimes you got to let the young kids figure it out for themselves, man.
You know what? I get that. Because sometimes people call, when I see on the board, I'm mad at Hugh, I just let him attack you. I don't even say hi. Go get him.
Hey, listen. Young cat had a thought, and he wanted to challenge Joe. Joe took him to school.
Listen, it happens. All right? All right. Let's go. Before we go back to the phone lines here, we're going to bring on Devin Caney to talk some Phils and some Eagles here as OTAs are going on, and Vic Fangio spoke, and of course we're debating how much they should run Saquon again in 2025. Devin, how you doing?
Hey guys, doing well. I don't want to interrupt anything. You know, if people want to roast Hugh, they can continue on doing that. I'm at NovaCare, so I wasn't listening. I don't know exactly what went down, but it sounds like it's pretty entertaining.
Well, you're welcome to roast Hugh too if you want it.
Yes.
If you have anything,
Devin, they hate
on
me.
Oh no, I would never.
They hate on me, Devin, because my shirt today is popping. My shirt is giving. Yeah, it's giving.
It's our eyes that are popping as we look at it. It was a little bright.
The one time I'm not on video, I can't
yeah,
see
the
this
shirt,
shirt.
The shirt
I heard
is
it's
giving.
Purple. That's all I got.
It's a little purple. It's the Brad Dawkins Impact Golf shirt. It's nice. And I was looking,
okay.
When I got it, Dev, I was like, oh, this is a nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt.
I need to wear this tomorrow. And I'm thinking I'm going to wear the other one tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's a nice one, too.
This is your bright stage.
I'm going back to back.
Back to back.
I'm going back to back.
Devin, let's talk some Eagles because you're there, and then we'll get to some Phillies as they get back in action tonight. Devin, I'm curious where you come down on what we were discussing today. So there's kind of two schools of thought here, which is one, hey, the Eagles had this formula last year that was unstoppable, and it was led by Saquon most of the season. Do it again until someone stops it. And then the other school of thought is, hey, Saquon ran it a lot last year. They got to throw it more this year and ease off of Saquon, maybe not quite as much as what we saw last year. Where do you come down on the best way to run their offense to try to win it again?
I think the best way to run the offense is to maximize the biggest and most talented players that they have on offense's strengths, and that happens to be running the football with Saquon. I'm not saying that they should, you know, go out there and run him as much as they did last season. Like, they shouldn't go out with the goal of finally breaking Eric Dickerson's record in the regular season. But I think when necessary, you have Saquon Barkley, you should use him, right? Like, he's not a glass doll. You don't need to put him on the shelf and break for emergency. Like, you should use one of your most talented players. That being said, I would like to see them throw the ball a little bit more than they did last season.
Devin, you were at the press conference. Am I right about that? You were there with Vic?
Yes.
Okay. What was your biggest takeaway? Because I wrote quite a few things down, Devin. I thought there was quite a few interesting things he said. What hit you the most? Because it's the first time we've heard from Vic Fangio here in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Vic Fangio always keeps it real. And he certainly did today. What struck me was him talking about Jordan Davis. So, you know, Jordan Davis, him being in great shape, has been a topic of conversation, you know, with us, with media, with the team. They've been pretty open about it. And, you know, his lack of being ready and conditioned for the season in seasons past. Vic Fangio said Jordan Davis started playing his best football at the end of the season last year. And I think we saw that in his play on the field. And Jeff McClain kind of followed up, like, well, why did it take him so long to get into shape? Like, shouldn't he have been in shape, you know, at the start of the season? And Vic Fangio just said, I'm just going to duck that one. I'm not answering that question. You guys can deduce, you know, whatever you think is the reason behind that. But either way, he said Jordan Davis has stayed in shape throughout the offseason. He has full confidence he'll be just as good going into this upcoming season and training camp.
Yeah, because there ain't no way. No matter how you answer that question, Vic's not going to win that one. But I'm kind of curious, Dev, when he talked about CJ GJ, And the decision they had to move on from him, he said it was a money thing and that he was okay with it. Did you read into that a little bit more, kind of like I did?
What, that he maybe wasn't okay with it?
Well, I kind of read it that.
Is
let
that
me just tell you
saying?
What I thought. I thought that, you know, when you have somebody, when you had a type of defense that they had last year, and to lose a player that meant so much to this team, I just thought it was kind of, I guess, cavalier, the way that he said it. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, I was cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah. The CJ Gardner-Johnson trade still doesn't make total sense to me. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to a lot of people, aside from the fact that it was clearly a financial decision, clearly Howie Roseman made the decision, and whether a guy like Vic Fangio, whether, you know, Nick Sirianni agree with it or not, it was Howie's, you know, cap decision, and it will help the team hopefully in the long run in terms of the money situation. But I think that CJ Gardner-Johnson did bring a lot in terms of, you know, on the field and off, with the swagger, with the energy, and he's was a key part of that defense, and they're gonna have to figure out a way to fill that hole that is left by him, both, you know, in terms of the energy and attitude he brings off the field and what he brings on the field as well.
Devin, off of that, with the, you know, the hole they have at safety now, he was asked about, you know, his depth there, and he also mentioned it. I thought this was really interesting. It was Cooper DeJean last week was playing some outside corner after playing mostly inside all of last season, and he even mentioned he thought he could be good at safety too, which that got my attention, because we haven't seen that in the NFL. He did that in college. What did you make of that? And I'm curious what you think of how much they're going to move Cooper around this year after last year kind of giving him one spot, and he did really well in that spot.
Yeah, I mean, he does really well at nickel, and Vic Fangio said that he will continue to play the same position, nickel cornerback, that he did last season. But when they're in base defense, you could see him line up on the outside as he did last season. I didn't personally get the indication that Cooper DeJean would be moving to safety, but look, anything is possible. Vic Fangio, in my opinion, was pretty definitive with, like, this is where he's going to play. That being said, I mean, he also said a guy like Jahad Campbell is going to play inside linebacker. And, like, we've talked about, is he going to maybe become a pass rusher? Like, I think that all of these things are fluid and anything can change. Right now, I don't see Cooper DeJean moving to safety.
All right, Devin, let's end with the Phillies question. They're in Toronto tonight, starting a road trip against the Blue Jays and then to Pittsburgh against the Pirates. And they made a move this weekend to try to help the bullpen a little bit here. They call up Seth Johnson, but they also are now moving Taijuan Walker to more of a permanent actual relief pitcher spot, not just like a long guy in the bullpen. They're going to try to use him in leverage spots, and that means Mick Abel back to the major leagues to fill in the spot for Aaron Nola. What did you make of the move, and do you like it?
I love it. I love it. So on Saturday when I was hosting, I said it was right after Taiwan Walker's last start. I'm like, Mick Abel's right there. What are we doing? I know that Andrew Painter isn't ready yet. They still are saying, you know, the July-ish date for Painter. Mick Abel, we saw come up and pitch a shutout game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I know that, you know, that's one of the worst offenses in baseball. Still an impressive outing for someone's first major league start. So I think compared to what they were working with Taiwan Walker, who struggled, I mean, a lot of the starting rotation has struggled in recent games, but that's, you know, another issue. I think that it's due time. Mick Abel, if you look at, you know, his ETA, when they expected him to be up, when they first brought him into the organization, it was around 2025. So I think they want to see what he's got. They want to see and hopefully see him, you know, stay up and remain a Philly or remain, you know, a valuable asset that they can use as the trade deadline approaches.
Ooh, yeah. I'm kind of curious, Devin, because we're going to bring you into our reckless speculation because we've been talking about this all day. Reckless speculation because we've been talking about the pitching staff and how we have a dearth of pitching right now. So if you at the trade deadline, who is the most expendable to you? Do I need to give you some names, or are you just going to go off of the guy that you think is the most expendable right now, and why?
As in, if we're trading a starting pitcher to acquire something else, if we're using our surplus to get something else, which starter would you be most willing to give up?
Oh, well, does Mick Abel count?
So he counts. I think
technically part of the.
So who? All right, let me ask you this: if Abel counts, Abel one, who would you put two? I'm gonna get the answer out of you that way.
All right. From starting rotation,
I'm going with this, don't you?
this is a tough question. From the starting rotation, who? Okay, so if Mick Abel's gone, it would have to be Ranger Suarez.
I think that Ben Davis brought it up, and it kind of got our attention. Like he mentioned trading him, and we're like, I wonder if they really would trade a starter to acquire something else they need.
Well, and I don't like saying that because Ranger has pitched really, really well. I mean, of the starting rotation in their last series, Ranger Suarez is the only one who went six innings before, you know, so he's the guy who can go the longest of that starting rotation right now, and he's pitching really well. Of course, you know, health has been an issue for him, but I just think that he would probably be viewed as the most expendable. Unfortunately, I mean, of course, Aaron Nola is still on IL. It's a very long IL stint and rehab stint for, you know, a sprained ankle, but hopefully he's back soon. He's coming off the worst start to a season he's had in his career. Obviously, they can't trade him because he just signed a mega extension with the Phillies. So, like, in terms of what these players are contributing, I don't know if Ranger would be my choice, but just given his situation, I think that he would be the guy to go first.
I agree with the expiring contract after the season. Yeah. Devin, appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy OTAs, and we'll talk soon.
You're the best.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
There she goes. Devin Caney joining us from the NovaCare Complex after taking in the Vic Fangio press conference and then joining our reckless speculation on some Phillies.
Reckless speculation.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trade talk. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. But first, can we get the fourth clue, Hugh?
The fourth clue. Mm.
People need that for it. And I got to say, the guesses today.
Awful.
I just don't think people are. They're not in the ballpark.
We're not in the ballpark.
They're not in the ballpark.
No. Okay. So listen to this one, y'all.
Okay.
I'm going back old school. This is one of the very first female protagonists in the video game.
Okay. So how about you roll through all four clues?
Okay. Roll through all four.
Yeah. Just let everyone
obviously
hear
the first one, video game. Mm-hmm. Iconic 80s sci-fi classic.
Okay.
Exclusive to Nintendo, and one of the very first female protagonists in a video game.
All right, there are your four clues. You got all four. The question is, are we going to have to give a bonus clue coming up in a few minutes? We shall find out.
Oh, wait a minute.
You good?
I didn't know what time it was.
You didn't know what time it is?
Because we'd be having, like, listen.
There's clocks everywhere.
You didn't know what day it was yesterday?
Dude.
Time it is today?
I keep trying to tell y'all, man. When you enjoy what you do, time is irrelevant. I mean, it is.
I think you're losing your faculties a little bit.
That might be the case.
Jerry Jones situation going on here.
I agree with you, your premise, but we kind of operate on a clock system here. We need to know what time it is.
You know what's funny? Because it feels like to me a lot of times when we start the show, like we just go.
Yeah.
You know, and it's obvious. I know the breaks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's
is it obvious? Sometimes you're long talking and it's 12:25.
Okay, fine. We ain't got a pile.
I gotta let you know what your read is.
We ain't got a pile. Okay,
because you said it was obvious.
Okay,
it's not obvious.
Okay, fine. Let me amend that. I have a vague awareness.
Okay.
Now
that's accurate. That's the most accurate thing we've heard all that.
But then I look up, I'm like, damn, it's 1:15. I got so much stuff. I feel that. We didn't need to lie, though.
Yeah. Time gets away from us. But I think, just saying.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, damn, it's time to go home.
I have a vague idea is a very good overarching thing for this show. I have a vague idea what those guys are trying to say. No, but
the best is, have you noticed lately that Kyle has had trouble kind of steering the show back in the right direction since the sun then came out.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know. Yeah. Just saying, he's a little bit, you know.
We're bulldozing him more lately. Yeah, we're not doing that. No. Rico is in Philly. What's up, Rico?
Hey, what's going on,
guys?
What's up,
man?
Rico, what's up?
Nothing much. So I really wanted to talk Saquon first.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Listen, Saquon said it himself, man. He said, they got the recipe.
Yep.
So you got the recipe, stick with the recipe, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It worked.
It's a great recipe. It's the best meal we've ever had here. Why do I want a new recipe? I mean, like, let's cook again.
That's it, man. Let's cook again. Use them. Run them till the wheels fall off. I'm cool with it.
See, Rico gets it, Hugh. Unlike you, you want a brand new recipe over here.
Because Rico ain't playing.
No, Rico gets it.
Rico, like, run that man to death.
just gave him $24 million.
As long as he says he can do it,
yep.
No, I got you, Rico. But you know, we have to evolve. If we're trying to get to Cali, man, we need to evolve a little bit.
I just think that hurts, man. He cracks under too much pressure.
I don't think that's a fair assessment, especially when you talk about the pressure of playing in a Super Bowl in the way he played. I just don't. You're entitled to your opinion, and we like to live our truth, but I don't think that's
you didn't, that's the one thing that we can't say about Hurts. No.
You did encourage people to live their truth.
I did. Yeah, you did. I did. I'm just saying, cracked under pressure really didn't, that doesn't fit, though.
No, I agree. I think it's more he's just not as consistently excellent week to week.
We can argue that.
Yeah. All right, Rico, what's your guess? What's your video game guess? What do you got? We got to give away this prize.
Please tell me I'm right, man. I think it's Metroid.
Yes.
You got it, Rico.
Woo!
You hit it. Finally.
100%, man.
Rico, good job. All right.
Good job on that last clue.
Yeah, the last clue was the obvious one.
Well, when Hugh said we might not get a winner, I tried to explain. We don't get to go home until we give away this prize.
No, but it's one of those things, man, because I remember when I used to play Metroid, mm-hmm. it was two things that you had to have. You had to have the cheat code, Justin Bailey.
You said that this morning, yeah.
And when you put that in, it makes Samus takes off his equipment and you find out it's a woman. And everybody's mind was blown because most of the time, you know, you talk about they was in the same eras like Bionic Commando, Mega right. Man, and all of this stuff. They're mostly dudes. So she was one of the first female protagonists in a video game.
It's pretty cool. All right, Rico just won a pair of tickets to see a championship season at the Mann Center. Philadelphia Eagles and NFL Films coming together to celebrate a great year here at a special concert event hosted by Merrill Reese, July 24th, the Mann Center. You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Rico just won his pair. Yeah, I think I understand Rico's point. I was with him, but I don't think Jalen cracks under the pressure. I think that there seems to be a thought that because of what he did in the Super Bowl, he can now do that on a more consistent basis. Maybe. I want to stick with what worked. Let's just roll with that. And if we have to throw more, we go there. But I don't want to do it on a week-to-week basis. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Kyle. Hugh.
What's going on,
Bruce, what's going on? Hey,
Bruce,
hey,
Bruce, what happened to my name?
I know, no, because I'm mad at you.
What did I do?
You've been excluded, man.
Bruce, I never exclude you.
He said you were excluded.
hey, look, before I get started, look, I'm actually, all this talk about Hugh's shirt made me finally log into YouTube and check out the broadcast. Hugh. That shirt is loud, but it's popping, brother.
No, it is loud. When I woke up this morning, this shirt spoke to me.
Yeah.
And it said, Hugh, you need to wear
you
me
are
today.
Getting rocked.
The only thing I'll say about the shirt, Bruce, before you rip me, Bruce, I like Hugh's shirt. It's just, doesn't it feel more like a Friday afternoon shirt?
Yeah, it's not a Tuesday shirt. It's like, damn, he going to work on a Tuesday? Yeah. Like that. But I didn't get a chance to wear it yesterday.
It's too much fun
so
for
wore,
a Tuesday,
I wore,
though.
I wore it today.
We can't rule out Hugh thinking it was Friday.
It's true.
And then I'm going to wear the other one tomorrow. Because I ain't going to get to see
it. It feels like the kind of shirt, a gummy and a drink in hand by 4 and no work tomorrow. It doesn't feel like a Tuesday, we got to get up tomorrow show.
I won't confirm nor deny gummies what might have been involved yesterday in the decision.
Okay,
but, you know,
makes sense. Yeah.
No, I agree. That's definitely a Friday shirt, though. But you got it going on.
Appreciate you, man. Fits you well.
But Joe, man, getting back to you, man, you are driving me crazy, man.
Because I want to run the football with the best back in the NFL.
No, I do agree with you on that, but I do recount, you know, after the Super Bowl, you know, you talked a lot about how the running game was stopped and how you lauded Jason on his performance and that we will probably see a better version of him this year coming
Jason.
Up, and now you're saying Jalen, you know, we need to stay at this. So you're driving me crazy. You're kind of shifting around here, man.
Well, no. I did laud him for what he did, and he had a great Super Bowl. But it's different to do it for 17 games than to do it for one game. Like that's just I don't know why would I want him to do that when I got a running back that could carry the load.
Well, I do agree with you, but you got to think about the circumstances last year, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he got injured down towards the end of the season, right? And of course in the Green Bay, So you know, the thing is that with that said, he was kind of stepping back into it, but I think they opened up the playbook as it got towards the, you know, well, they did.
I mean, look, I thought the play calls and his play, and Bruce, we appreciate it. We're the best at the end of the season. Look, I hope everyone out there that wants to be more balanced and throw it more, and that the idea of Jalen evolving happens. I mean, the Eagles will be they'd have a higher ceiling if Jalen plays like he did in the Super Bowl all year, and we know Saquon could do it. They'd be unstoppable if that happens. I'm just not counting on that. I want to kind of go with that same recipe that worked last year.
The formula.
Yeah, it's a good formula. 215, it's a great formula. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up on the other side, we will get to you people who I'm sure have a lot to say about Hugh's Friday outfit. And it is list season. We did talk about that last week, right? Last week it was the quarterback list. Well, you know what's out today?
What's out?
A coach quarterback list. And this one, this might be the most ridiculous ranking I have seen in a long, long time. That's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has given you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you could take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Dinger Tuesday prop boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. He did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
The more I hear that over as time goes on, I love how Mike Quick describes it. What? I never saw that.
Can I tell you, I was on the field when that happened, right? And I was talking to both Brians, Brian Westbrook and Brian Dawkins. And we're having a conversation, right? And when it happened, Brian was like, dude, have you ever seen anything like that? And I was like, wow. That is a moment that everybody's going to be talking about for years.
Yes.
And it was bananas to be on the field for that. It was phenomenal to see, man. It really, really was.
You know, a lot of great players have a play or a moment or a highlight that you'll see. Like Barry Sanders, it's always like him spinning around, like it goes backwards and he ends up forward. That's Saquon's. I mean, Saquon has a moment now that will live in NFL history. He's on the Madden cover with it. What a season, and we got the formula. I want to do it again. We have the recipe. Run the football and be a run-based team. He wants to see it open up a little bit more. Where do you come down on the Eagles as we get forward and look forward to 2025? 215-592-9494. All right, let's grab a couple calls here. And then we did mention it was list season. Last week was quarterbacks. This week, we have a coach-quarterback combination. So the best combination of coach-quarterbacks in the NFL. We'll let you know where the Eagles come in, but it's not the Eagles that has my attention on the list. It's where a different coach-quarterback combination are ranked, which is, might be one of the most ridiculous things I've seen in years.
Because it's not a combination.
Well, it's a lie. Yeah, it's make-believe. Is it Hanza? Hanza in North Philly. What's up, Hanza?
It's Hamza.
Hanza. I will remember
what's
that. Up, Hanza, man? How are you?
Hamza with the M, not with the M.
Hamza.
Okay, Hamza.
I got you. Yeah. Hamza. All right, put that in the system, Kyle. Hamza.
Gotcha. How are you guys doing today? It's my first time, long time.
Appreciate you, man. We're good.
Every single day.
All right, what are you thinking today, man?
Nah, man, you're tripping on the Saquon. We need to rely on Saquon again, man. We need to rely on Jalen. He's the QB of the team. He's the rock of the team. He's the leader, not Saquon again. I agree with you, and I disagree with Jimmy.
But couldn't I have said that last year, and we did the opposite? I mean, he was the quarterback last year. He was the rock last year, but we relied more
for
on the
sure,
running back.
In 22, didn't we rely on Jalen a lot?
So they did. I thought, and that's why he almost won the MVP of the league in 22. Yeah. But,
exactly.
Yep, he did it. We haven't seen that level of play out of him as consistent since then, though.
No, I agree with you on that point, but at the same time, for you to say that when you rely on Saquon more than Jalen is ludicrous. Jalen's the QB of the team. We need to get the freaking passing game a lot better, not the running game. And if Saquon doesn't have the same season he had last year, it doesn't matter. He proved what he needed to prove. Plus, all because he's out there doing things doesn't mean he's not focused on football, per se.
Well, that's Hugh's thing. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I don't think he's not focused. It is fair to point out he's been busier this offseason, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, he's freaking almost beat the record, you know, having a Super Bowl ring, right on the bum Giants, into the great Eagles. So it's like, man, we're going to have a great 2025 season as long as Jalen Hurts can throw the ball. If he doesn't throw the ball, then I don't know what to do. He gets paid all this money to not throw the ball. That's a problem.
Well, yeah. Well, it's only a problem if they don't win. And Hamza, we appreciate the phone call, and we appreciate listening. It's only a problem if they don't win. I mean, at the end of the day, when the season ended last year, did anyone care that Jalen Hurts got paid a lot of money to be towards the bottom of the NFL in attempts? Not really.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that they won. The whole point is to win. This is what I think is the best way to win with this particular team. That's all. And yeah, Jalen was great in 22, but let's not forget in 22, the defense was great. And they also, they got up in games so much, he didn't have to throw a lot.
It was a one-dimensional game.
Yeah,
and a lot of times you can dictate what you want to do in a game like that because you ain't got to do a whole lot. Your game plan changes because you don't have to put the ball in harm's way.
If you look at the last 3 years, his highest passing attempts was 2023. That was their worst season. When he throws a little bit less, or a lot less, 2022, which he played great, 2024, which was played well, and then at some points great, they won more. That's what I'm looking at. All right, we did mention it is list season here. And Hugh, there's a lot of lists that float around, right? There's the quarterback list last week, which we reacted to over at Pro Football Focus. Well, this one caught our attention today. Ranking the NFL's 32 coach-quarterback duos in 2025. So this is combining the two, right? The best coach-quarterback combination. here without me saying it, I think you could probably guess, like, towards the top of the list is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, right?
No doubt.
But they've been doing it for years. They might be both the best at their respective things. Okay. Bottom of the list is Kellen Moore and Tyler, Shuck? I think it's
Tyler
Shuck.
Kellen Moore, okay.
Shuck from Louisville. Okay, obviously
we won't have to nail that down unless he turns out to
be something. Right, and that's fair. Like they're both rookies in their respective fields. They're going to be towards the bottom. Okay, so I'm scrolling through and I'm looking to see, all right, where are the Eagles? Before I even tell you, where do you think is a fair spot for Hurts Sirianni, the duo, to be ranked among coach quarterback duos?
Are you asking me to give you a more of a pinpoint spot or say? Like
range.
Say, reckless speculation.
Where do you think they should be?
I would say maybe in the top five.
Well, why not two? They just won the Super Bowl.
Well, I would say because like I'm not writing this list, and the way that these people write these lists, they're writing it with a little bit of some bias.
Jalen at two.
Yeah, I did. And he did. And I would put it.
He
should be number two. But I would say the top five.
So they are ranked number 10. They are the 10th ranked coach quarterback combination in the NFL. And they gave the specific ranks for each because they added them together. Like if you're the number one coach and number one quarterback, that would be a total of 2 points you get, right? So the lower the points, the better you are on the list.
Yeah.
So they have Nick Sirianni ranked as the 13th best head coach in pro football. And they have Jalen Hurts ranked as the 9th best quarterback in the National Football League.
Interesting.
13 for the head coach that just won the Super Bowl, 9 for the quarterback.
Well, that's a respect thing, I think, because, a lot of people, Coach Bubblehead is fitting. And I keep telling y'all that. Y'all don't want to believe
you're the only one who calls that these days.
Yeah, but
it's not catching on.
You're not a born again Sirianni guy like me.
No, I like Coach Sirianni.
Not born again.
Let's be honest, though. That's what people think of Coach Sirianni. They think he's somewhat of a bubblehead.
So what you think, which ranking is more disrespectful, Sirianni at 13 or Jalen at 9?
I would say Jalen at 9.
I think it might be Sirianni at 13.
For his coaching job, I can rock with you with that.
It's got to be above 13.
For what Jalen has done. See, this is...
Yeah, I think they're both pretty bad.
They are, but I could put Jalen in a bucket between the 5th and 10th best quarterback.
Yeah, Jalen's closer to 9 than Sirianni is closer to 13.
I mean, I'm wondering how many coaches above him didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, he's the head coach of a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, and you got... Like, again, man, a lot of times the people that do what we do, they get stuck.
Mm.
They get stuck in believing more of what they say than actually, calling it like they see it.
All right, here's who's above Sirianni Hurts. Ready? And you tell me if any of these stand out to you. Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow above Sirianni and Hurts as a coach quarterback ranking. Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels.
Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels.
Right, that combination.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy.
Kyle Shanahan, Brock. Okay.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Are you going in order?
I'm counting down the list because we were at number wherever we were.
I would say none of these are appalling so far.
And Jaden Daniels?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So they had Quinn as rated the 14th best coach, one behind Sirianni. They had Jaden Daniels rated the 5th best quarterback, well above Jalen Hurts. Okay.
That's pretty high.
Shanahan and Purdy at number 7. I'm going to skip number 6. We'll come back to that in a second. Number 5, McDermott and Josh Allen.
Sean McDermott. Josh Allen.
Number 4, Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert.
Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert. Hmm. Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. Number 3, Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. Number 2, John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. And obviously number 1 is Reed and Mahomes, both ranked number 1 in their own respective column.
Now.
What upset you the most? And I skipped number 6 on purpose. I'm going to get
to
that.
Coach Harbaugh and Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Because Herbert was one of the guys. Now, this is the problem that I have, and I'm not picking on anybody that sees Herbert as a premier quarterback.
So, for the record, they have him ranked as the 8th best quarterback, Harbaugh the 7th best coach. So they averaged it out, and they got to be number 4 together.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot to do all that just to get to that point. But you're talking about a quarterback who has, since he's been in the league, they've tried to make him more of a passer. A prolific passer.
Well, last
if I'm
year they
mistaken.
Actually pulled back. They pulled back and ran the ball.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So now you're telling me he's a top quarterback because you're taking stuff off his plate. Now I can see, like the Josh Allen one, we can argue about that all day.
Well, Josh Allen has been better than Herbert.
He's totally agree. Not disagreeing with that.
And a better
player.
But
you mean to tell me that because you're asking less of Herbert, he's a better quarterback? Like, seriously. Well, that's what I'm stuck on.
Wasn't that your reasoning for Jalen Hurts? Because he pulled back and was able to do what was best for the offense?
I'm going to get to that. Jalen has done more than just – if you want to put it like this.
The Eagles have done more than the Chargers.
Let me finish. If you want to put it like that, you're right. The Eagles have done more than the Chargers. But you giving him more love than you're giving Jalen, and you're asking him to do less. That's the part. Like, that's why a lot of times when I hear these quarterback comparisons and stuff like that, I kind of got to look and, okay, I ask, like, who wrote that story?
I think we're at the point where Jalen has to be above Herbert on lists. I think he has to be.
I think that's not unreasonable to say.
Herbert has played two playoff games, and he's crapped the bed in both games.
That's why it's hard for me to wrap my mind around these pundits that play the position that will say certain things and then try to sell it to me like, okay, this is the reason why I put this. No, just be honest. So, you don't like the guy.
I guess what I don't find egregious about it is, I guess when I saw this list, I was looking at it from the lens of, if I had to start a franchise
from scratch,
I guess, to win this season, right? Because, you know, Stafford and McVay are out there. We know Stafford doesn't have too much time left. He wouldn't go too high in a draft if all quarterbacks became available. But if you were to tell me you need to build a team to go win this season, which combo would you start with? I could definitely make the case that Harbaugh and Herbert would be the two I start with, like all else being equal.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I think Harbaugh's a great coach. But there's one I left out, right? I didn't say number six, because this combination was rated as the sixth best coach quarterback combination in the NFL. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. Did I miss something?
Come on. Yes, you did.
He's not on the team.
No, but listen.
This is the second time in a week.
I was about to say, because they did a whole... Didn't somebody do a whole segment?
Joy!
You're a girl.
And my girl.
Well, you wanted that.
I did. That one for you. Then I realized that, hey, man, you know, sometimes you just got to sit back and just admire from afar.
Got to hold your L.
Take that L. I'm not in the wheelhouse, man.
Even if we play along and say he's going to sign with the Steelers, in what world is Tomlin Rodgers in 2025 a better coach quarterback combination than Jalen Hurts and Sirianni?
And you make my point.
Or Shanahan and Purdy. Rodgers is cooked.
And you make my point, because a lot of times you have to listen. We're all in a position where we all have our own takes, and you know how I feel about that. Live your truth. But when you write stories like that, and you try to justify them, I'm looking at it like, huh? Because the one that sticks out to me again is the Herbert Harbaugh one. The Herbert Harbaugh one.
Isn't Tomlin Rodgers worse?
Well, that's fairy tale land right there. That is we're arguing about something that's not even factual at that point. And I just choose not to put my energy into that.
Yeah, it
because
make
it's
sense.
Like you're ranking somebody and ranking them high.
This is fiction. Yeah.
Yes, in a fictional setting. So that's why it's like,
Okay. Yeah. Make believe. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. G-Money in Delaware. What's up, G-Money?
Hey, I want to mess with you for a minute.
All right, G-Money.
I listened to you earlier talking about Saquon. How are you going to compare your offseason habits to him, man?
CG Money.
And then another thing, you know, even when you went in shape, your dinner was too big. You need to stop it, you.
See, I feel like this is a personal attack. This
ain't
got
anything for us.
This ain't got.
Yeah. It's about time.
Hey, thanks a lot, G Money. I appreciate that. I appreciate you keeping me grounded. But it wasn't the story is valid when I talk about the off season.
Because the Kroger
you just got caught. On the fat part. Take the fat part out. Take that out.
You don't have to.
And then you try to blame it on the girl.
I did.
He blamed it on Dr. Carla.
That's the buck.
Hey, listen. Dr. Carla was fine. She's still fine, as far as I know, because she don't speak to me.
Yeah.
But Dr. Carla, hey, she was worth every meal that we went to the steakhouse. She was worth every one of them high class.
That's meals. How you got fluffy.
That first round pick signing bonus went to that steakhouse.
Ooh, dude, I was super fluffy. We eating good though.
Like how many pounds overweight you get?
About 30.
Woo!
No, because like back in the day, Cheesecake Factory used to be the spot.
Oh.
So we in the Cheesecake Factory with that strawberry shrimp, the strawberry lemonade. My bad. It's been a while. But yeah, we was eating good, G Money. So back up off me, man. You ain't gotta You ain't got to focus on those parts of the story that I was telling. The story is valid. He's busy. He's a busy man now. He's seeing more time with all this celebrity stuff that he's doing. The story is valid.
I hear you talk.
He don't believe
it. No one believes it. No one buys it. G-Money, good phone call.
He's like, whatever, dog. He was like, whatever. G-Money, you're going to stop calling in here, causing problems, man. I appreciate that. And you live in Delaware.
No.
That ain't cool.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it all. All right, before we go any further, can we hear from you people?
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
You people are loving Hawaii Hue today. Loving Hawaii Hue. We'll get to that in a little bit, though, because they started off pretty upset with Joe today.
Okay, good.
Yep. Every day with the Jalen Hurts slander.
Good. He said good.
Ready for this one, Joe?
Yeah.
You never slandered Wentz this much.
Oh, you guys, these people have short memories. I destroyed that man. I mean, I crushed him, and he earned it.
You couldn't have said anything more wrong than Joe never slandered Carson Wentz.
Everyone else from Wentz on, it's just I'm tame on all these people. Yep.
Go home, Joe.
It's not time yet.
That's almost time.
No, but just the simple fact that you just say go
home. Leave.
Just go home.
Get out.
Yep. Julio has no clue about sports. Should never be allowed to talk sports again.
That's strong.
All right, I'm done. That's it. That's how my career ends. The YouTuber said I can't do it anymore.
We got to talk about it.
Yep. Yeah. You feel big, Joe, after beating up on that little kid?
He wasn't a kid, was
Joe.
He? No.
He was a kid, though.
Kids are in school.
No, yeah, Joe, he was a kid.
He was not a kid.
He was like, you feel like a big man?
You feel big, Joe? You feel tough after that?
So you did.
Hold on a second.
You beat him up.
How old do you think he was?
He's in his early 20s.
Yeah.
He's in his early 20s.
That's old enough to get beat up about trade.
Then I do feel big.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
Because when he was on the ropes and he was studying, Joe just kept...
Well, if you're in your younger 20s,
he's entering the prime of his...
I didn't go to his job. He came to ours.
But you just...
Listen, he entered
Joe,
the arena.
This is where it got bad. Because he's on the ropes. He's stuttered. Yeah. He's flummoxed. And you're just still throwing haymakers. And I'm just sitting there looking like, wow, this is what we're doing.
Well,
today.
Maybe if you could have said the layoff instead, you laughed. You giggled.
I'm like, wow, you was a little heavy handed with that one, weren't you?
Heavy handed.
Hope you feel big, Joe. Hope you feel big.
Way to call him out, you people. That was a lot, man.
Sometimes people have to learn before they become people like Hugh who feel like they can say whatever they want.
That's why I put him right up there.
Live your truth.
He had to learn the hard way.
Yep. Happens.
One way or the other. This one totally out of context, but Hugh needs to calm down.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Guy's out of control. I know what that probably was.
What?
When you gave a new name to the Reed Blankenship and the Cooper Machine podcast.
Well, by the way, that's a washing machine setting, casual whites.
it's the part of the store I shop in. It's the casual white section. It's cool, but it's not the name of their podcast.
And people have their eye on you big time with this thing because the Tyler Hero comment. The whole being in a clan.
Yeah.
And now the casual.
We're all the same to you over there.
You know what's funny? When it came out of my mouth, I'm like, I'm not having a good run as far as that's concerned. I was thinking that. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to paint myself in a way that I probably don't want to be seen.
Yes, another one of those casual whites over there.
Not looking good.
And I'm like, that is far from the case, man. Yep, but I, when it came out of my mouth, I'm like, damn, you just... Just keep bearing yourself.
It's like four strikes.
And luckily you're with us who will never let anything go.
Let's get to what we've all been waiting for here with Hawaii Hue. So you've been referred to as Hula Hue.
Hula Hue.
Which I think works.
Yep.
Okay.
Hue looks like a Fruit Loop today.
A Fruit Loop. Okay, yeah. That's not bad.
Barney the Dinosaur.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
I see that.
Barney.
Hue-Y-E-5-0.
I like that one. That was pretty creative. That was pretty creative. Yeah.
He was looking like a poisonous frog.
I like that one. I like that one.
And I think my favorite one, Hugh looks like he's about to go sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Like Big Ears. That was... Big Hawaii.
Yeah, the guy. Oh, yeah.
He's so great.
He can sing.
Big Ears,
yeah. I can't pronounce that. I know they called him Ears, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're trying to pronounce that, we're in big trouble.
I don't know if that's more about the shirt or looking fluffy. Mm. But,
I don't know, yeah, because it's either. That's one of the ones, this could be either or. It could be either or.
Yeah, but you people cleaned up on the Hue lookalikes today, I thought.
All right, I'm glad we had a couple minutes left here because I was able to find the New York Daily News article from when you reported to training camp 20 pounds overweight. Some of these quotes are remarkable. One Jet who may have enjoyed the offseason too much was rookie defensive end Hugh Douglas. Line mates Marvin Washington and Kurt Barber were all over the number one pick when he weighed in at 280 pounds. Washington said, man, he's gonna play nose tackle. Hell, he'll wind up on the offensive line. Douglas took the ribbing in stride, admitting his weight did fluctuate in the offseason. It was just all the fried food I ate, but that's not my true weight, Hugh said. Next year, he plans to report to camp at 220, and then this is my favorite part.
Bro, that's 60 whole pounds you got to shave off.
No, it was like it was supposed to be like 260.
Douglas is generously listed at 6'2", even though he may be a shade under 6 feet. And he doesn't want weight to become an issue down the line.
They got you a whole 2.5 inches off,
bro.
Oh my goodness!
When I tell you, Coach Kotite, look at your ass. You're so fat. I'll never forget that. Oh my God, what were you doing in the off season? Oh, he made a big deal, and the trainer at the time was Dave Price. He was like, Dave, you got to get his fat ass in shape. He's horrible.
So not to defend Rich, because you can't. But you know what he's thinking.
Like, what?
He's about to get fired, and his number one pick from the year before came in.
Man, listen.
In fat.
And let me tell you, the worst part about that was, this was during a time, I was fat during a time where there wasn't the aftermarket, the protein, the supplement market right. wasn't that big. So there wasn't a lot that you could choose from that tasted good. I remember he bought me this packet of stuff. It was called Definition. And I had to drink that every night and only ate noodles for like months. And it was the nastiest thing that I've ever had.
All right, as we sign off, Phillies, Blue Jays tonight, Sanchez on the mound. Does Sharp Douglas have a parlay for us?
Yes, I do. I cooked up a parlay. Kyle, obviously.
What do we got?
Kyle Schwarber, home run.
Okay.
Let me pull up a parlay. Phillies win. Mm-hmm. Out the gate, money line. Money line, Phillies win. Who else? My boy, Alec Bohm, is going to get a hit.
And then
he's getting on base.
The Vlad home run?
Vlad home run. You know what? $2 going to get me if I get this one? $68.
A 34-1 parlay?
$68.
Oh, that's responsible betting for you.
You know what? Alec Bohm, you need to come through for me tonight, man. All I need you to do is get a hit. That's it.
There's your run-of-the-mill 34-1 parlay. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.